Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Well, we all know the news, the long saga of Lori and A-Rod taking over from Glenn Taylor of the Minnesota Timberwolves has been completed. The league approved them, as was expected, and the new ownership is in place. And Johnny, the first thing they do, not surprising, is ask for a new building. We're now joined by Johnny Krasinski, the great writer from The Athletic, who had a great piece on what Lori and A-Rod wanted that I think it ran both on the New York Times and The Athletic. Welcome, Johnny, and recap what they said.
Well, they said a lot of things, but if you want to start with the arena, yeah, yep. I thought, you know, the interesting thing to me was I kind of anticipated that they would actually be more aggressive right at the start with arena talk. But instead, they really said to me, and I think they've said it to others now too, is that this is going to be a years-long project. And so I think they have a lot of work to do in terms of identifying locations, in terms of like figuring out how to pay for it. All of those things are going to come into kind of shape as we go forward. But that's, it seems like they're pushing that down the road a little ways. I figured that they would be pretty aggressive right away and just saying, here's what we want to do. Here's where we think it needs to be. Here's how we're going to pay for it. And they basically said, no, we've still got a lot of work and research to do before anything like that, any of those specifics get addressed. But it is clear that they will be adding that to, that's going to be a project to kind of hone over the next 3, 4, 5 years.
Do you think has there been any details on whether they expect the state to pay for it, the city to pay for it, whether they're going to pay for it themselves or at least contribute some to it? Has there been any discussion about that?
I will say that Alex Rodriguez said publicly maybe 2 years ago that they plan to have privately financed arena. Now, what does exactly that mean? I don't know in terms of, is it going to be 100% paid for? Is it going to be, you know, do they want, you know, a little bit of tax subsidies? Do they want actual public taxpayer funding? That is all, I think, really remains to be seen. I do think, though, that the environment in the local, you know, both in Hennepin County, city of Minneapolis, state of Minnesota for, you know, for getting significant taxpayer dollars toward a stadium is going to be not very welcoming. So how they go about it is it's going to be a challenge. They have a lot of well-heeled limited partners, Michael Bloomberg, Eric Schmidt, a bunch of guys there that want to invest and want to make it it kind of build real estate around the arena and make it a kind of a stadium village kind of thing. But they have not made any declarations on what they want in terms of public funding. But if they do want any, I would assume it's going to be minimal because I just don't think that's available.
Right. And they also said that they're going to allow they're going to let Tim Connelly make the basketball decisions. And really, the most impactful thing that's probably happened to the Timberwolves in the last 5 years was A-Rod and Laurie going out and getting Tim Connelly. And then Tim Connelly's made three epic trades that has resulted in the Timberwolves going to the Western Conference Final in the last 2 years. I mean, that really was on A-Rod and Laurie, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they were the ones that recruited Tim Connelly. They were the ones who identified him as an attainable target, but certainly as one of the best executives in the NBA. And they not only went and got him, they got him from a division rival and, one that was poised to win a championship. So that was a huge coup for A-Rod and Laurie. Now, Glenn Taylor had to sign off on paying Tim Connelly the money. Mm-hmm. And so there's that a part of it. But Tim Connelly isn't here if Alex Rodriguez and Mark Laurie are not here. And so their ability to identify him, get him in the building, and then watch all of the moves that he has made to turn this team from one that was just praying to make the playoffs once every 10 years into one that is now expecting to go deep in the playoffs. I mean, he and Anthony Edwards are the two biggest reasons why the Wolves are where they are right now.
Do you think that if Glenn had won the arbitration where Tim Connelly had said, I'm going to wait, he had that option period. And as soon as Laurie and A-Rod won, he says, well, I'm not going anywhere. Is it possible? To me, if I'm just kind of reading between the lines, if Glenn had won, it's probably possible that Connelly might have opted out.
It's certainly possible, Scott. I don't know for sure if that's what would have happened. But what's one thing that Tim Connelly would have had with Glenn Taylor, and he does have still now with Mark Laurie and Alex Rodriguez, is he has incredible leverage. He is a free agent. They have not signed a contract yet. Everyone, including A-Rod and Laurie and Tim Connelly, have said that they're confident something that will get done here. And I would imagine that will be addressed very quickly now that that A-Rod and Laurie are officially the owners of the team. But Connelly has leverage. Like, if he were to leave, it would be a bad look for Glenn Taylor. It would be a bad look for Laurie and Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. So he can get that, he can extract a significant raise on his salary because of all that he's accomplished so far and because of the way that he's played this contract situation. So he's in an incredibly advantageous position. And had Glenn Taylor won, he would have had to pay a lot of money probably to keep Tim Connelly. And I think that's probably the same thing for A-Rod and Laurie, though there clearly is more of a familiarity and more of a trust, just given that they were the ones who brought him in and they were so aggressive in going and getting him.
Now, what do you think the percent chances are that the Wolves actually make the 17th pick tonight? I would say low, maybe not 5%, but my guess is that Connelly's got something cooking and that'll be a key component in getting another rotation player here. Do you have any inkling one way? I mean, do you have any your ear to the ground that you've heard any sort of deals out there?
Yeah, I mean, just like having conversations even this morning, Scott, I know that there's certainly efforts being made to identify people to look at possible trades. As of like right this minute, I don't know that there's anything like right on the front burner. They were actively involved in Kevin Durant. That did not work out. My sense right now is that there isn't a magic bullet deal waiting out there for them. Now, things can materialize quickly, and so take that, all the caveats there that are involved. But I actually think it's a little higher that they do pick at 17 or at least, like, move around the board tonight rather than package that in something for a veteran. What the percentage is, I don't know, but I think it's higher than 5% because I don't know that there is another deal that is right now being chewed on that's like, we're going to get this thing done. And so I think that there is a real possibility that they are picking at 17 when they're on the clock tonight and that they grab a guy that can be a rotation piece down the road. and go forward from there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Any chance, because to me the dream scenario would be that the Wolves could trade for De'Aaron Fox. I have been a De'Aaron Fox fan. You know, it's a painful fan because he's really torched the Timberwolves a lot of times. But I just love the way I think he'd be perfect alongside Ant. And you know, I was talking to Dave Harrigan just off the air, and I said, you know, why would they give up De'Aaron Fox after they just signed him? And I thought, well, because they're gonna by all accounts draft Dylan Harper. And maybe they don't want to necessarily get, maybe they want to have another lottery pick next year so they could trade De'Aaron Fox, kind of have some growing pains with Dylan Harper, maybe get another high pick next year, and then they'd be off to the races. But there has been some discussion that he could be had. Now, it's going to be expensive from a trade standpoint, but I would love to see him with the Wolves.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great fit as well, Scott. I mean, above and beyond the basketball part of it, Fox and Edwards are friends, and Ant really likes and admires De'Aaron Fox just as a player. So there's that element that you add to it as well. Do I think it's likely? I don't. Mm-hmm. But it would make sense when you look at what the Spurs want to do over the next 4 or 5 years of the Wembanyama career. Like, yeah, when they traded for De'Aaron Fox in February, they did not expect to be picking second in the draft. They just got incredibly lucky in the lottery. And so they didn't think they would have a chance at Dylan Harper. And so, if they bring Harper in, yeah, they're going to need to move somebody out, whether it's Fox or Castle, another player I really like. But the one complicating factor with De'Aaron Fox is that he is going to enter the last year of his deal. And he will need a gigantic extension. So, how does that fit in with Anthony Edwards, with Jaden McDaniels, with other pieces? We would have to see on that. But it's certainly something that I think the Wolves should explore and that I would explore as well, though I just don't anticipate something happening immediately on that front. But I'm not ruling it out entirely, for sure.
And there seems to be some steam on the Naz Reid either – opting in and keeping the $15 million and going and then getting, gets like a $94 million contract, or that they sign him long-term, that because there's so little, I mean, this second apron has been, it's either the greatest thing in the league or the worst. Okay. Because it's really spreading the players around. I mean, it's really I can't believe the players let this thing happen like that, but it's really a problem for a lot of teams. We see Boston basically, you know, disassembling their team now because they can't be on the second apron anymore, especially with Tatum being hurt. But you really look at this thing with Naz Reid. I mean, I'm really hopeful they keep Naz Reid. I mean, and it looks like they might be able to.
Yeah, they have been confident, Scott, for months that they were going to find a way to keep Naz Reid. I know that part of that is their desire, just understanding how important he is to the team and to this community and how popular he is. And that factors into it. But part of their calculus in thinking that they were going to be able to keep him is the landscape of the league economically right mm-hmm. now. There just are not a lot of teams that can offer huge contracts to players like Naz, who are not, you know, who are not all-stars, but mm-hmm. but still really good players and really helpful. But a lot of the middle class right now, Scott, in the NBA is getting squeezed, and those salaries are coming down. And then you're looking at teams that have available cap space to spend. There's just not much of it right now. And so I do think that there is a real scenario. And I'm willing to say right now, Scott, I think it's more likely than not mm-hmm. that Naz Reid is here, and that whether it is on opting in and extending, whether it is on some other kind of contract where he opts out and gets a new deal, I think he's going to be a Timberwolf when the dust settles, you know, after all of free agency and all of that.
Well, great work, Johnny. Enjoy the draft tonight.
All right. Thanks a lot, Scott. Appreciate it.
Johnny Krasinski of The Athletic and New York Times. Yeah, that is interesting because, I really would like to see them keep Naz Reid. I mean, he just seems like he should be a Timberwolf, so we'll see what we do. When we come back, we're going to talk about we all have heard of the drunk guy who says, why aren't you drinking? Now the sober people are telling drunk people, why aren't you sober? When we come back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.